It is not money, achievement, or status that leads to happiness. The single greatest factor that leads to health and happiness is good relationships. A quote from a study done by Harvard on happiness. What do Christians have to say about this? Authors Peter and Jerry Shazero say, "When we try to love in our own strength, we discover we can't. We need Jesus' love to flow into us, if it's to flow out of us." When Jesus walked the earth, he was all about relationships, whether it was direct with his disciples, his connection with the crowd, or the indirect relationships he had with those watching his moves. It is the same with us today. We are pretty aware of how we influence the direct relationships. It's the indirect ones we can become more conscious of. I saw a lady in line in front of me at the grocery store. I knew her, but couldn't place her exactly. As I watch, she yells, using foul language, and belittles the cashier. When I advance in the line, I told the cashier to disregard that lady, that sometimes people are rude or just having a bad day, but her smile was making mine. I sat in the car puzzled and studying how I knew this lady. Oh, we met at one of the churches I attended with a client. Oh my, the character she displayed was a poor Christian witness. Most likely the onlookers didn't know who she was, but I did. I didn't judge her. I simply noticed some very rotten fruit. Philippians 4:5 says, "Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand." The Amplified Version says, "Let your gentle spirit, your graciousness, unselfishness, mercy, tolerance, and patience be known to all people. The Lord is near." The most important relationship we should ever have is the one we have with our Savior. He's near. He sees and hears everything.
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more. Modeling love for God and others,